95.7 The Hog, The Morning Hog, Riggs, Steve, Josh, S.R. Perot, Eva S.R. Perot, Mandy Rossmeyer, Daytona, Harley Davidson. We're all in the same room.
Yeah.
We've really maxed this room out, but we're utilizing space for good because the 28th annual Bruce Rossmeyer's Ride for Children is happening on October 2nd. Hogtober 2nd. That's a Sunday, October. Right? Things get underway early, right, Josh? I mean, it's a big day. It's a long day.
Absolutely. So I believe check-in is going to be at 7 a.m.
Okay.
Right? Kickstand's up at 10 o'clock.
All right.
And then lunch starts at 11. I don't know if you want to give some more details
on
where everything is going to be happening.
Well, it's all going to start and end at the Pavilion at Destination Daytona.
Okay.
Like I said before, we used to register at the Pavilion, ride to Camp Boggy Creek, have the party there, but we're changing things up due to COVID. So everybody's going to, the Volusia County Sheriff's Office is leading a police-escorted ride through the loop, kind of a scenic ride, and they haven't exactly told us the route yet. They kind of wait and let us know.
I kind of like the mystery a little bit. You don't know where you're going.
I do too. I just wish we could go a little faster.
Yeah. Oh, do you really? Oh, really? Yeah. Mandy has the need for speed. Yeah. I don't drink to that.
Cheers. So it's all happening at the Pavilion, and Eva just mentioned that Outback is coming back. They always made all of the food at the camp, but they are going to bring it to the Pavilion, and we're going to heat it up somehow. We haven't figured that out, but it's going to be good. The pig stand, Colt's pig stand, has been feeding us for the past 2 years, and everyone's just so generous. You know, we couldn't do it without all the people involved, and you guys are sponsors as well.
We're proud to be.
So I hope that you guys will be in the room.
Of course.
And we'll have lunch. Silent live auction.
Yeah.
Our friends Electric are playing.
Oh yeah,
on the stage.
Really?
So it'll be fun afternoon. Yeah. Yeah,
man, that is a full entertainment package. Now, Eva, how did you swing the Outback deal? Because this sounds. Steve and I would like. I mean, if we weren't coming already, now you threw Outback in the mix, and now we're in the house.
They've been supporters, like she said, I think for 25 years.
That's incredible.
At least.
That's
and
amazing.
Then at least. We had to change venues, and they had some logistical issues. So they are back, and they're going to figure it out, and they do an amazing job.
No
so
kidding.
We are super excited.
And you get hungry riding that much, I would imagine. Yes. Mandy, you can probably tell us more than
Absolutely.
Anybody, right? Right?
You get really hungry riding slow.
Yes. There's only so much trail mix. Is there a throttle stop on your... What's going on with your ride? We need to find
I'm just teasing. It's hard. It has to be safe, but...
Yeah.
But it's great.
It's more of a pacing lap before you get out for the actual race later on your own, right? All right, so let's talk silent auction because I don't know about you, Josh. I've been on a lot of these things before, and I don't win, but I like the thrill of the game, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. If I'm drinking, I tend to go way over my limit.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Every single time.
Yeah.
I've never been to an auction.
What?
Ever.
What? Well, guess what, Steve?
Silent or loud.
Guess what? This is silent or loud.
Yeah.
I don't think those are the only two options. There's an auto auction. It doesn't matter. But let's talk about some of the auction items because you always had incredible. I mean, there's like vacations. There's all kinds of great stuff all the time over there, right?
And we just talked to DJ Tremble, and he's throwing in Luke Bryan.
What? What?
Yeah, so
I know that guy. I mean, Luke Bryan. I don't know who DJ. No, I'm kidding. Oh, that's the guy across the hall.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I know that dude.
I've heard of him.
Okay.
And
love
Bucks
it.
Ticket.
Oh, yeah, really? Nice.
There's,
earrings, jewelry.
There's jewelry, some Harley Davidson things.
Nice.
There's a survey car that's going to go up in the live auction that was donated a few years ago. Marissa and Brian O'Dwyer purchased it and are donating it back. So I wish I knew what year it was. I can't remember.
Wow.
But that's pretty cool. Yeah, there's lots of stuff. And we have this cool program called Qtago.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to like run to the table and put your name on it. And
oh, really?
Back. It's all on your phone now.
Dangerous.
As we receive the donations, camp is getting them up. I don't think they're up yet, but very shortly. They'll be up there on the site so you can see what's going to be auctioned.
Yeah, so go to... Now that's at... we want to tell people the site again so they can jump on to see some of that stuff.
Rideforchildren.com.
Easy enough.
Boom.
It's simple, right?
Absolutely.
Right. Now, Josh, when was the last time you were out on a Harley? Well, how long has it been?
Oh, man. No. Never.
Ever. Ever.
Okay. Michelle will take you.
Try it again. Look at that.
All right. I'm down.
Yeah. Man, Eva's got an answer for everything right now. Well, like I should ask, can you help me ask for a raise later?
I know DJ Trump.
Good. Man, this is really going well. Too. This Friday, I have a feeling that side of the building is going to shut down as soon as we finish. Where do they all go?
Turned off.
So, exactly. Yeah. So, again, we want to mention the volunteer factor because you need some volunteers. People can volunteer for anything, but they go to the same site, same place?
Yes, rideforchildren.com. Okay. And I believe it says how to get involved there.
Yep, actually, so on the website, it tells you how to register for the event, and directly underneath it says how to volunteer. Hmm. So there's two different links, to register or to volunteer.
Right.
So check out the website and make sure you guys are doing that.
Yeah. Sure. Listen, having a heart and being a part of any of this stuff is like the best thing you could possibly do. And once you see the video, I've seen the videos and stuff, obviously, when you actually go out to the facility when you can, it brings it all home. So you really know what you're doing.
Yeah, we'll probably be showing one of those at the ride.
Yeah.
Yes.
Those are effective.
Yeah, they are effective, and you just realize, I'm just so grateful that I have healthy kids.
No kidding.
You have a healthy child.
Yes, I say that all the time.
It's hard. Mm-hmm. It creates a huge stress factor for families, and they just do amazing things.
Yeah.
So I hope everybody can come out and help us raise big bucks for the kids, and thank you, Eva, for... They donate all the product.
Thank you, Eva. Let's hear it for SR Parade.
Yes. When you pay your $50 includes an Outback lunch and unlimited amounts of SR Parade products. Yes, adult products. Wine, beer.
Yep.
Yep.
Eva's trunk is full. She's going to be unloading it all day long.
Yes, we appreciate everyone that supports the ride.
Yeah. Yeah.
And for all these years.
Yeah. I mean, the unfortunate thing is, there's always going to be a need right there, but that's what Camp Boggy Creek is providing, given, like you mentioned, these families get this for free, but you help by being a part of this event. Yeah. So.
And they serve the entire state of Florida. A lot of people don't know that. They think it's just, it's in Eustis, but children come from the entire state of Florida.
Wow. Yep.
That's fantastic.
All right. Are you ready? You ready for a weekend?
I am.
We got a little time to get ready. We got to get you a bike.
Yep.
Some riding gear.
I'm going to get one from Michelle.
Steve's got some old chaps if you want to wear those.
Yeah, I do have knee pads and elbow pads if you're interested.
That's for a bicycle.
Yeah, you're thinking something completely different.
Yeah. Not necessary.
Also, your helmet is not going to fit over Josh's head. Well, maybe it will.
Maybe.
We'll try it on. We'll work all this out later. All right, so if you need details, 957thehog.com or 257-0324. We got the poster right here. We'll read all the information to you right there. And we'll post that up on the 957 The Hog Facebook and Instagram pages. So, Hogtober 2nd, cancel your plans. You can watch football later in the day, right?
Absolutely.
That's right.
Catch the highlights.
Yeah. We're all in the same fantasy football league. Ah. So, we'll be fighting with each other later that day. Yeah. But earlier in the day, we'll all be friends. Helping out Camp Boggy Creek. So, thank you all. Thanks again to SR Prod, of course. And Mandy, thanks for everything that you do. Can't wait to be a part of it.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Yeah.